Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that heart of our Lord that was formed in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the opening prayer for today's Mass is very beautiful. It says, O God, who in the heart of your Son, wounded by our sins, bestow on us in mercy the boundless treasures of your love. Grant, we pray, that in paying him the homage of our devotion, we may also offer worthy reparation. So in this prayer, it mentions kind of three moments. The first, which is the terrible one, mentions that the heart of Jesus is wounded by our sins. And this is depicted in the image of the Sacred Heart by the thorns that surround it. And this is very important to remember that, sometimes you hear people justifying their sins by saying, well, nobody got hurt. Okay, we need to remember that sin is first and foremost an offense against God, that it offends God. And as we say in the prayer, wounds the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so for this reason, in the act of contrition, at least one of the formulas, we say, but most of all, we're sorry for our sins, for having offended you, O God, who are worthy of and deserving of all of my love. So sin is never something that is entirely private and doesn't hurt anybody. It at least, and first and foremost, wounds the heart of Christ. But then, thanks be to God, the prayer also mentions the mercy and love of the Sacred Heart. And this is depicted by the flames coming forth from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, filled with mercy and love for all sinners who repent, as mentioned in today's gospel. Right? Just one sinner who repents brings joy to the entire heavenly court and joy to the heart of Christ. So the sinner who turns, converts, and repents receives mercy and love from the heart of Christ. And then having received that mercy and love, should then be filled with a desire to make worthy reparation for their sins by the homage of their devotion. So being devoted to the Sacred Heart of Jesus can take different forms, having an image in our homes, or having that image enthroned, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to recognize in a public way that he is king of our families and of our homes. And also, of course, there's the First Friday devotions. And so today we pray to the Sacred Heart of Jesus to have mercy on us and to make our hearts like unto his. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.